I think the biggest thing is that from any other years I've been here, as a team, we're starting to buy into our scheme as a program. We're starting to buy in more and more. And defense comes first. We all know that offensively every night that you're not going to shoot 100% from the field. We started out shooting hot, but we knew that wasn't going to last, and we're going to have to play defense. And that helped us toward the end of the game. Helped us a lot.
Leon, it's 49-45, I think, about 5 minutes to go. Well, 47-45 was about 5 minutes to go. Did you feel like at that point you felt you needed to exert yourself more offensively because you got the next 5-7 points?
I did feel lulls in the game where I didn't touch the ball a lot during the offensive possessions. And we have, you know, curls and stuff like that are part of our offense. And that allows me to get open looks where it's not two or three defenders looking at me. So, I mean, it wasn't a conscious thing, but it was definitely lulls in the game where I felt like I may have asserted myself as much as I should have. So, yeah, certain points. I don't know if that was the exact point, but, yeah, definitely.
Jonathan, in the first half, it's like good Dartmouth, bad Dartmouth. I mean, for the first half, you go up to that 24-9 lead. You guys have been shot, crazy shots all over the place. And then the well goes dry. What happened in the last 8 minutes of the first half?
It's just basketball. You know, sometimes they're going to fall, sometimes they're not. But our focus is not to depend on that. And I think they just responded. You know, we just so happened to throw the first punch, but they punched back. So we were expecting that. We didn't expect them to give up, but they punched back. They got a lot of inside baskets, which really helped them get a little bit of the momentum. A lot of and ones, a lot of inside baskets, which we couldn't defend at the time. But we knew they were going to come back, and that's just part of the game. But we had to keep fighting, and they kept fighting. It was just a good basketball game.
On the eve of the Ivy League opener, how different does the team feel this year as opposed to last year coming into the Ivy League play? Is it a whole lot of difference?
I think the main difference, besides personnel, the main difference is confidence level. I feel that if we go out and play hard and play like we're supposed to or capable of playing, we all feel like we should come away with the W, where I don't know if that same confidence was with us last year.
How do you feel about the way you play defensively?
I have to give that credit to our coaches. We and our third five in practice, because the scout team did a great job preparing us to play. During practice, they set those hard screens like they knew Army was going to play. We made those cuts. So practice was just like the game, or even harder. So when the game came, we were ready defensively and mentally to get the job done.
So you ready for the Ivy?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, definitely.
Feels good to have everybody back, too. I see Brian running out there, Dan running out there now. That makes a big difference,
having
those big guys in there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, Brian, I expect him a couple games in the Ivy to get his groove back. He was in a nice groove, hitting shots in the beginning of the season. They had a minor setback, but he's definitely going to be an integral part of what we do in the postseason.